Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. I
don't get it. Podcast. You guys, I can't do this shit. So we're going to do a drunk podcast, which we're doing. Hello, welcome. Don't know how any of you drink multiple drinks in an hour. Yucky in my tummy.
Yucky in your tummy. Well, maybe you're drinking too much sugar.
This is just so funny because the three of us notoriously don't. Guys, I haven't drank in months.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you don't have any alcohol in the house.
I don't have any alcohol in the house. And we're like, we all decided to do a drunk podcast. And so I just had to walk to the liquor store.
Where's the liquor store? That little convenience store?
No. So that one only has wine and beer. And I only like tequila.
She's drinking tequila.
Really?
I'm drinking Casamigos and Perrier. I'm so
You're
cool.
You're so skinny.
Oh my God. So okay, wait, Lauren, I think your mic doesn't look right.
Doesn't you didn't look talk right.
Yeah, you're not getting full sound.
Hello?
That's better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So actually, before we started, Lauren was making fun of me for why are you making fun of me?
I just was saying, like, oh, you're being so skinny and you're drinking tequila, which I would never just sip on.
Well, yeah, but she hasn't mixed with the lime Perrier. That's like club soda and like drinks.
Yeah, but I like straight liquor. I prefer straight liquor over even mixed liquor. Like,
really?
I don't need vodka to ruin the taste of Coca-Cola for me. That's my idea.
It's rum. You do rum and Coke.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you put vodka with
vodka
soda.
With Coke is very college.
Vodka soda is with club soda and vodka.
I always remember when I was like in a sophomore year of high school, I mixed gin and root beer, and that was a mistake.
My God, Lauren, that's disgusting.
Wait, what was your guys' first? Have we talked about this? I had Parrot Bay straight up. I thought that was how you're supposed to
drink. What is Parrot Bay rum?
Coconut rum. Oh, my
God. Yeah, coconut rum. I had it straight up. And they had, I remember we were in this hotel room to the left of the Boca Raton Airport. It was next to the Boca Raton movie theater. It was like a hotel there that someone rented out. And
a hotel airport? An airport?
Yeah. I know. A hotel. That's where my first...
Hold on, I'm just going to close my bedroom door so my parents don't hear.
And they had that laugh, Ashley?
I was just making fun, but I was stupid. It's fine. Okay.
So they had like Gatorade and all these chasers and stuff, but I wanted to like look cool. So I had it straight up and I threw up so much that night.
So
in the hotel, airport hotel.
That is so funny. It was an airport hotel. Ours was on a cruise ship. It was the summer of
me. She said ours, but hers.
It's mine. Even though I'm the older one. So we were on a cruise, and it was a couple weeks before my freshman year of college. And Lauren and I, of course, because back then it was such a common thing, we liked the same guy, and we were like fighting over who.
Was this the summer of Jesus?
No. That was far later. This guy's name was Jacob.
Summer.
This guy's name was...
What'd you say, Lauren?
That glorious summer.
Okay, wait. This guy's name was Jacob, and we were both fighting over who was going to get their first kiss with him.
Wait, how have I never heard this story?
I don't know, but we were on a cruise with Sierra and Briar, and then we, like, made all these guy friends along, you know, with having Sierra and Briar by our side, and then we found all of us. It was Jacob... their little brother, like he was there, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Sierra and Briar.
Oh no, you're right. Sierra Briar's little brother wasn't there because he was too young at the time. And
I'm low key so jealous that They both experienced a cruise at the Iconetti's.
Yes, and they never will do it again.
And I,
she says that because their parents were very mad at us at the end of that cruise
because we hung out with boys.
Obviously, we hung out with boys, and then we all had our first drinks. Basically,
that's what cruises are for.
Duh.
So anyway, we're in this cabin. There's this. We have this Southern kid. He's in the military from North Carolina. And he was just the biggest goof. And he was having like his first drink too. And then here's this hot, the hot guy, quote. He's not that hot. And then, and Lauren, and he was like all touchy with Lauren. And I'm like, of course I'm not going to win this. But he gave us all Malibu and Sprite. So ours was coconut rum too. And we were feeling it. It was so fun.
I think I wasn't feeling it. I think I just kind of crossed my eyes and made the room a little bit hazy to make myself think I was feeling it more than I was. I was like, whoa. But really, it was probably, if I just opened my eyes and acted sober, I was totally fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because how much had you really drank from since before that? Like 3 times? You were going into sophomore year of high school.
I remember going into freshman year and having my neighbor come over with a bottle of Gatorade that was just full of vodka and then drinking that like straight, I think.
Ew, Lauren, were you dunzo?
Yeah. Dunzo.
A lot of people did it because that's what we thought.
You did what you had to do.
Huh? Can we go back to Jacob?
Nobody got their first kiss from Jacob. Okay, so of course, in classic Ashley fashion, as I saw that it wasn't going in my way, like it just wasn't going to happen with me, and I saw he was trying to get Lauren, I was like, Lauren, don't waste your first kiss on him. Think about so-and-so. Think about so-and-so. And Lauren didn't kiss him because she held out for so-and-so.
Which we all know is Constantine.
Ashley, you are so conniving, but it worked out in the end.
Yeah, she was happy.
So glad.
She was so glad.
What a great story.
Could you imagine if you had it with Jacob from whatever the cruise? I know his last name. I'm not going to call him out.
That's
Jacob
funny.
From the cruise.
Yeah, so
that sounds like what's the commercial? Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, or it's like that bartender from your cruise
last year.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Guys, we didn't even cheers.
I feel like you're muffly. All right.
All right, cheers.
I say clink.
Okay, Lauren always just says clink. That's her thing.
Clink.
Clink. All right, well, then, if we're telling the stories of our first drink.
Wait, Ashley, what are you drinking?
Bellini.
Is that what you're drinking too? You love the Bellinis.
So yeah, but I agree with you. I almost like liquor more than I like. I definitely like it more than I like wine. Like a mixed drink is better than wine to me. I don't understand why people are always like, wine.
Okay.
See, I don't get it. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. And I feel like a million people are going to unfollow me after this. So
Probably.
I don't understand. Everyone's upset. Like I can appreciate like an Opus One. Sure. You know, I live in California, Napa Valley. I'll take it on a Wednesday evening.
If someone hands it to you, but you'll never be like, let me just crack open this bottle.
No, dude, liquor works so much faster, or I prefer craft beer. Or liquor straight.
The liquor straight goes straight to your lady parts. Everyone out there, do you agree?
I agree. Yes.
Wine never goes
anywhere to my lady parts. Wine doesn't work like that at all.
Wine like makes your mouth looser and makes you say stuff you shouldn't.
Oh, really?
I feel like wine makes
I don't drink wine.
It makes my mouth dry. It makes my brain tired.
It's very acidic, so it hurts my stomach. So that's honestly the real low-key reason why I don't like it.
Okay. And then
I love it. I like it. I don't love it.
I understand the relaxing effects with it, and I also like understand it with a meal. It's like an ambiance thing. But I don't get like just when everybody's like, yum, white wine every day, 3 glasses, glunk, 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 glunk.
Okay, mom.
Wait, I'm kind of shocked. Dun, 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 dun. I'm kind of shocked you guys don't love wine because Audrey, like your mom.
My dad just literally had an entire bottle of red wine while he was on a conference call. And then obviously mom had a couple white. I think maybe it just happens with age.
I think it happens with age too. But like, I don't know if I ever have a palate for like, I'm going to be like, wine tastes good. Like, I don't think any alcohol tastes good. I mean,
I don't know. I think if there was an official drink for millennials, it would 1,000% be wine. I just think we are the exception to the rule. I guess.
But you know what I actually do like? A tropical beach drink. Like, I can drink those all day.
Well, I know that. I was in paradise with you. Yeah. Can I just say, like, Ashley was, I think when I fell in love, when I fell in love with Ashley, it was like the moment I met you. But like, when you would want to get drunk, you'd be like, Naz, tonight I'm gonna get drunk, and she would plan it. Like most people in life don't plan getting
so
wasted,
true. It's like you accidentally get drunk, you know?
Yeah, like the average person just is like, yeah, I'm gonna have fun tonight. I'm gonna let loose. Whatever happens. Ashley's like, I'm gonna drink, and she like plans how many.
That is sad. Like today in the group text, she goes, I'm gonna have 3.
That's right.
Like she literally planned. We will start at 10 o'clock, and I will have 3.
Did Lauren even have a drink in paradise?
Oh, one time.
Crying all paradise.
Well, a couple times, actually. Right when I got my phone, they let me have my one call for sanity purposes. And then after I had my call, then I could relax and have a drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I had a couple.
What did you usually have?
A brew, obviously. Just a brewski. A beer. Just a normal Corona, probably.
Oh, you're making fun of me for drinking.
When I think of Lauren drinking, I think she likes beer.
I made fun of you for drinking like a hoppy IPA.
I love craft beer. I don't understand why people would pick just like a Coors over like, I can understand Corona. Corona's kind of like water with French fries in my head.
See, that's the most tropical I can get when it comes to beer. So that's why I like it.
But I like the ones that get you drunk, like Dogfish Head.
They taste so bad.
Yeah, they're so bitter. No, and it makes your tongue go like this.
No, Delirium. Oh, they're so good. And they get you so drunkies and it's so fun. Also, they're
full and drunk.
Have you guys heard of orange wine?
No.
It's like very trendy right now.
I think I like it.
Yeah, it's very, you would love it. It's very citrusy. There's also mango beers. There's like stuff in these families that you would love, I think.
We should try orange.
Hey, do you remember in Paradise the times? Do you remember those times that I said specifically, like, I'm going to get drunk? Because
I do. I think it was twice.
Yeah, it was twice in my head, too. So let's see if you get them.
Okay, so you tell the story then.
No, I don't know. I want to know if you can guess them.
I feel like one was a night where you had a really funny talk with Daniel.
Huh. No, I don't think so, because that was that my date night? With Daniel, and I like did
you
not
had a
feel.
Date with
no, oh, not your no, not your date with Daniel. Remember when Daniel?
Maybe I should rewatch 3. Maybe it could be funny.
I'd love to watch 3.
To see me just like literally losing it
when Daniel was like, "Why? What's Daniel's accent? I like can't think of.
I
it
can't
right
do
now.
A Canadian accent.
Oh yeah, Ashley, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, Ashley.
Yeah. He's like, Jared's so moly and hairy. Why do you like him?
Did he
say
that?
Why don't you like me?
Oh my God. That's so rude.
But like, did you feed him that? Cause you're the one that doesn't like moles.
No, I was just crying laughing because Daniel's no filter. And I couldn't believe he said that. And I knew how much you loved Jared and how like annoying that moment was.
Wait, was that broadcasted?
What?
Was that broadcasted?
Yes, Daniel said it on television.
Oh my God, yeah. We need to watch.
I vaguely remember that conversation and thinking Lauren, it was kind of funny.
Fucking start crying. It was so
okay. I need to watch that. I thought whenever she's like, "Let's rewatch Paradise," I always think she thinks season two.
I say season two because I never planned on seeing season three again.
You know how like when the world was up and running, we were doing watch parties. Ashley, you should do like a rewatch party of old Paradise. Like I would still watch that.
I think it would be funny too.
Ashley farted.
I just admitted it on air.
On air, on the record.
Okay, so the two times I remembered purposely just being like, well, whatever, was when Samantha just like had the worst rap ever, and Samantha was just like being crucified by all the cast members, and I'm like, I think you guys are overreacting, and I was like, Sam, let's just go sit on the beach and have drinks, because this is like after the third time Jared dumped me on Bachelor in Paradise 2.
Like, fuck this whole place.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get really fun when you're drunk.
I know. I don't know where my mom got it from. Because my mom's not fun, guys.
Yeah, my mom's not fun.
I got really drunk. I kind of feel like one moment where I was really drunk that I vividly remember actually was your wedding, Ashley.
Mm-hmm. I know. Everybody got schwasty at the wedding. I did not. And I had no idea that everybody else was.
I started crying to Lauren on the dance floor.
Yeah, and Lauren, remember, I think we've had this conversation on the podcast. Lauren thought you said, like, why doesn't Dean, I just want to get with Dean or something like that.
It was a whole misconstrued thing about the fucking donut, as we've said before.
Oh, that was after. Yeah, we've told that story already.
Yeah, but anyways, pretty drunk there. And the thing also with drinking is I didn't want to start, but now that I finished that, I'm like, give me another, you know?
I need to fill up.
All right, everyone listening, go fill up, okay?
Go fill up.
But not if you're driving, okay?
Yeah, if you're listening, yeah.
Yeah, but here, I can continue. Oh, okay, did you press pause?
Right, no, I didn't.
Okay, actually, you can press pause.
I'm 3 feet away.
You guys, I just ordered from my favorite local restaurant, John and Vinny's. I know you guys have heard me talk about it before, and I just saved $5 while I ordered it thanks to DoorDash. And honestly, ordering from DoorDash has been such a game changer during this time because I have never-ending laundry cycles, incoming emails. I have so much to do on my to-do list, so I give myself one less thing to worry about, and I let DoorDash sort of take care of my next meal. If you are on lockdown or in quarantine with someone else and you want Chinese and they want pizza or someone's craving froyo, what's amazing is there's something for everyone on DoorDash. So continue to support local restaurants in your community safely. I've also ordered from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and I'm really trying to order just from local restaurants during this time. And there are thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage now more than ever. So support your favorite restaurants on DoorDash. You've counted on restaurants. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery on DoorDash. So DoorDash is the app that brings you your food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is super easy. All you have to do is open the DoorDash app. You get to choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more and zero delivery fees for their first month when you download the DoorDash app and enter our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. That's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees for a month when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter our code GETIT. Don't forget, that's code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
So Naz is going to be pretty horny after this, as we just discussed during the break. And I said, call suitor number. She should call a suitor.
She should call a suitor.
I'm low-key scared that all the suitors are going to be taken by the time.
I know, right? I think somebody wrote that under my YouTube. They're like, I hope these guys are single by the time this wraps up.
Well, when are they going to meet these people?
They're going to be engaged, guys.
Well, didn't I reveal that the guy that I had nominated for The Bachelor, and who had been seriously speaking and pretty much almost casted on the show officially, texted the casting producer and said, I got with somebody during quarantine. She came from New York. I hadn't seen her for a year, but we've been together for the past 2 months, and I have to drop out of the running.
I really fucked this up. I should have just driven to like Big's house and been like, all right, well, this is our time.
This is our time. I can't leave. It'll be dangerous for both of us.
If you had gone to Big's house, you guys may have been married by now.
100%. It's like a different version of squatting. It's called marrying.
That's fun. funny.
I kind of have a headache and I think I'm drunk. I'm
okay, so drunk. Wait, I want to go back to what Lauren said before the break. So she
hot,
said,
hot
"No,
here.
I'm sweating."
Lauren goes, "I kind of want to never, I, you know, I kind of like keep going once I have one and I'm starting to feel it." I understand that, but at the same time, if you don't, say you finish your first glass and you don't feel anything, then you never want a second one. You have to feel it. You have to drink it fast enough to want a second
unless
one.
Unless you're out and you feel awkward, then you need to keep drinking.
I feel opposite. I feel like if I don't feel it, I'm like, I always preemptively get the next thing. Like when I smoke a blunt or take an edible, I'm so impatient. 10 minutes will go by. I'll finish my first drink. I don't feel anything. And I'm like, I need more. It's not working.
Really? Oh my God. So for me, if it's like, if one didn't work, I was like, well, I guess it's not working for the night. But if
you're not a robot, Ashley.
I guess it is not working. Think about like, okay, so like say Jared and I are out on a date. And we're like having fun conversation and like I feel flirty with him, which is like fun and very rare, obviously, because we're married. I'd be like, I'll have another one. Yeah, I'd like another one. Or if I'm with a girlfriend and I'm like having a good time with her, it's like, yeah, I'll have another one. But if you're having a mediocre time, I'm like, I don't want to waste the calories.
And that's where people go wrong when they're having a mediocre time and they order another one.
Yeah. And then their friend who's with them, who's also having a mediocre time, is like stuck with them forever.
Yeah. But also then you make bad decisions if you're on a date, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, as someone who barely drinks, like I was never the girl that got the most drunk ever. Yeah. I'm like a tipsy kind of girl. I think that's where I would classify myself. Cause I don't hate drinking. I just don't like it unless, you know, like we've all said, unless there's a guy around I can make out with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But actually I would think that being married, you would like drink with him a lot more then.
But you don't really need it. Like if I really wanted to attack him, I can just do it now.
No, but does it make you want to attack him?
But isn't it fun?
Oh yeah. I mean, but we're at our parents' house now, but yes. Normally, if we were at our house and like yeah. I was planning a lingerie sesh, because I like planning out.
No,
I really,
shit, you just told us we're gonna have 3 drinks at 10:30.
So I like light candles,
Witherspoon, and little fires everywhere. When she's like, but it's so much more fun when we have
Wednesdays, Saturdays. Totally. So I'll like light candles and I'll put lingerie on, and then like I go into the kitchen and I like make myself a couple of mimosas and like down them really fast until going and being like, hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't stop staring at Ashley's arms and boobs. Like, wow.
That's so I've been working on my arms. I did 2 sessions this week.
I already had amazing arms. I lifted up, I lifted some post-it notes and like, no, I don't know. I fucking hate you. You know
I would never show my arms.
No. You know, Lauren, your arms look just the same. I've been busting my ass just to have half the.
When you do your arm workouts, does it like burn like shit? Does it burn?
Well, now that I got weights, because before I was using bands, but yeah. I got weights. This guy on the east side that was selling them.
The guy on the east side gave me some 2-pound weights.
No, guys, these weights in LA that were going like cocaine. Oh, like a black market.
I bet.
If you go on Amazon, weights are like $80.
Am I going to go back to fucking West Hollywood and look like the fattest person there?
No, Lauren. No.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, wait, we went off on like a million tangents.
Yeah, okay, so go back to, you said my arms, but before my arms, you're talking
before
about.
Before your arms, what were you talking
lingerie
about?
Lingerie and how I like planning. The candles, plan. I have a couple
of it was right before the plan.
And then you were talking about like, don't I like it because I have a husband.
No, it was before that.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. So you said that you are like pretty much just a tipsy person. What's the most drunk you've been in your entire life?
That's a good question.
Well, okay, as a Florida, as a member of a sorority from the state of Florida, there have been many moments where I have been extremely drunk, probably like more drunk than most people like in the world. Like at frat.
on the scale of Florida sorority.
On a scale of Florida sorority, like are we talking from keg stand to like woke up at a frat house? Like what are we talking about?
Is that a scale? Because it seems like pretty.
So yeah, I've definitely done keg stand. I've been very, very drunk. I think one time I've only blacked out once, which is when you wake up the next day and you don't really remember. But I remember the whole night. I just don't remember the last couple events of the night, you know, mm-hmm. right before I went to bed. And actually, this is a great time to talk to you guys about this, because in college, when people would tell me that they blacked out, I don't know if I naively never believed them, But I think because I never really did, I was always like, how do you not remember? You know what I mean?
I've
but
never
I know
blacked
that
out.
I know that it happens and I know it's a real thing.
Yeah. I also have never experienced it before. Marn?
I mean, after all your New York escapades, you'd feel like you really would have.
I think I remembered everything. But you were like on drugs.
Yeah. I maybe I blocked it out because I was embarrassing, but not because I didn't remember.
That's it.
But I do know it happens. What?
It's an interesting takeaway.
Yes. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking of those moments and trying to suppress them still.
Can you please share one of them?
Oh my God.
Lauren, please tell us an embarrassing drunk story from New York that you try to shun at night.
Oh my God, I have a headache. I'm never going to be able to hold my
Just
own.
Just take
ever.
An Advil now.
Yeah, you have to take an Advil now and have a Gatorade
drink,
before you go to
you're
bed.
You're supposed to drink a water in between each beverage.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I have water.
One that is embarrassing, but very understandable for my age. Okay, everyone. Okay,
yeah, you were 19.
This one goes back to the earlier days of 16.
Oh, oh no. Oh, is this the Ashley Parker Angel
yeah.
one? Okay.
I went to this club where this band called Navarre was playing, and they were friends of...
That was my first kiss. A guy in Navarre, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, wow, this just all came full circle. Yeah,
and they were friends of Constantine. Constantine was like, do you want to come? No. That's not what happened.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
She's reliving it. It's more embarrassing than she thought.
It's way worse.
Why are you lying?
I'm not. I forgot, dude. Okay. So I was with Ashley Parker Angel. Yeah. And he was like, my friends that play Navarre are having a show at this little bar. Do you want to come? Obviously, fuck yes. He introduced me to vodka sodas. Vodka sodas taste like water. Okay. Had a lot of vodka sodas. But I was also 16 or 17.
Yeah.
So I'm like having fun, but I'm also blacking out at that moment. Can't speak at all. Okay. Can't walk. But then who walks in? Mr. Big, a.k.a. Constantine Maroulis. Hello, how are you? Good evening. And then...
He only knew how many shout-outs he gets in the podcast.
I know, I'm sorry, but you're a big part of my life. So
I know, honestly, I like, know. It's sponsored by him.
So then I see Constantine, he's with a girl.
Lauren wasn't thinking as a child
that
Ashley Parker Angel ran in the exact same circle as Constantine. They were very
good
friends.
I thought of it and I was like, oh, Constantine's gonna be so jealous. And then he sees me falling over, walking to him to the bar to say hi. But I remember having to hold on to like a person, a bar, anything to make my way over to him to say hello.
So Ashley's so giggly.
I say hello to him. And he's like really cold, obviously, because I came with Ashley. And because
like,
I'm
he
also
came with a girl too.
But that's not for him. And then he also because I'm wasted and he's never seen that before.
So he thinks it's really unappealing considering that like, Lauren's supposed to be his virgin Mary.
Virgin bride. So anyway, I'm falling. Everyone's probably staring at me. Ashley takes me outside, puts me in a cab, and just says, you have to go home. And then there I go off in my fucking pumpkin back to the hotel where my mom's staying at.
But like, I guess if we were in your brain seeing exactly what you were doing, it would be more embarrassing.
Oh my God. How was that not embarrassing? Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's very embarrassing in my brain. But like, imagine like the guy you're trying to impress and then you lose them all by just drinking too many vodka sodas.
Oh no. I just had a flashback of a story with Big. I don't know if I've ever
told. Oh, please do tell. Because I'm very
Wait,
sweaty
have I
over
told
here.
You guys this story?
I don't know.
I'm nervous. I already have.
No.
Basically, my fondest memories with Dear Big was we would go to dinner. We would have a dinner as like a date because I made it very adamant that it's like, we're going to date. Like, it's not, like, I'm respectable. Buy me like, and we would go to Gaiukaku, you know.
Yeah. So classy.
I'm respectable. Buy me Korean barbecue. Anyway. So we would go to like Korean barbecue, we'd sake, then we'd go to another bar, and that was always our thing. We'd go to like 3 to 4 bars like a night, and that's how I like basically saw all of Los Angeles. And so one night, Laurel Hardware.
Yeah.
We go to Laurel Hardware, and they have, are you sure I haven't told this story?
I don't know.
they have this drink at Laurel Hardware where they offer it with a flower that you bite into.
Oh,
and,
no.
And this flower is supposed to sort of numb your tongue.
Why would you want that?
It's, I don't know. It's like the, you don't know. It's like this cool LA cocktail, you know, you
get
like
poisoned and then have a beverage
and it numbs your tongue. And then you take a sip, you know, and the orange peels in it and whatever the fuck. So they give it to us and I take a bite. And at this point I've had like Korean barbecue and like, I'm with the guy that I think, you know, I'm going to be walking down the aisle with. So it's like, you're obliterated. You're just slamming them down, you know? Mm-hmm. So this is like our last place of the night. I take a bite of the flour. My tongue goes numb. And I lose all sensory and I just become a Raggedy Ann doll. Like, I'm literally like, And I have told this story because all I remember is being outside on a bench and he's trying to revive me.
I remember.
And
this.
Someone walks by and they're like, are you okay? Like, they like try to talk to me away.
You had me. What do you mean revive you?
They like think I was like date raped by Big. Oh, they're like, are you okay, miss? Or whatever.
Oh, no, I would have been concerned too.
And they were so concerned because I like could barely walk. And yes, I have told this story because this was the night that he drove my car home and I threw up in his car.
Yes.
Yeah.
You threw up in front of Big.
Now, did he talk to you the next day?
He put me to sleep on my couch. And then the next day was like, yo, are you okay? I thought he was never ever gonna call me ever again. I go, I threw up in this man's lap in my own car.
So was like, it that one drink with the flour that did you in?
I think it did it over. It was just like, I don't know why I ate a fucking flour.
Oh God. Note to self, don't drink that.
That reminds me of a time that I was like, they must have done something to my drink. I feel like there was one time. Like, do you remember me coming home and being like, somebody poisoned me?
Obviously not, because you told me that. You know, if you said that.
I said that?
If you said someone poisoned me, I feel like you were fine.
I feel like there was one time where I was like, somebody must have given me like 3 shots in one glass.
Oh,
I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, they probably overserved you.
That's what happened to me.
Overpoured.
On election night 2012. That was because, of course, me, master's in journalism, had my drunkest night of all time.
On the election night.
Election night 2012.
I'm laughing because you're fucking Rain Woman.
What do you mean? Oh, really? Like,
on May 5th, 2016, how the fuck do you pull up dates like that?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of detail as to, like, the surroundings that I was in. I was in grad school. We each had to, like, cover a polling place in Syracuse. You know, we had, like, the Democratic and Republican, like, rallies in Syracuse, plus, like, a whole bunch of popular polling places. All of us were basically required to stay in the newsroom until the election was called. So once it was, I went to my friend's apartment that was in my complex. And she had like a whole bunch of margaritas and it was just me and her and she was just drinking margaritas. And that was just like something she like loved tequila. And in the recent months, she had gotten me kind of into it.
Tequila?
Yeah, tequila. This is like 5 month span where I was into tequila.
Tequila is the best.
And
it's my
then favorite. This is the night that I stopped drinking tequila. And then, So I had what I thought was two.
I love how Lauren's just casually taking a selfie.
No, I wasn't. I was taking a picture of Gurgi. He's falling off the bed. It looks really cute.
It's really cute.
Oh, I thought you were taking a selfie.
I had 2.5 drinks, but I didn't realize that she had the margarita mix itself already had a shot in it. So hold on. Naz is taking a selfie and I can't think straight.
No, it's a picture of you guys. Okay.
So she didn't tell me that the margarita mix itself was a shot. Plus, she put in a shot of margarita. So in 1 hour,
a shot of margarita, a shot of tequila.
So in 1 hour, I had 5 shots of tequila.
That's a lot. That's a real lot.
That's a ton. 5 shots of tequila. I'm walking back to my apartment in the complex. So you guys, I wasn't like in public. I was in safe quarters. Everything had like a key swab or a fob, whatever it's called.
I've never heard of
a key fob.
you know.
What do you mean a key fob? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like when you, it's a magnetic switch.
I don't know.
And the entire hallway was just, I felt like I was on a drawbridge that was like swinging. I was in like some jungle bridge and it was just like going, woo!
That's called being drunk.
So I get into my apartment and then like I remembered, this is so me, that I had to edit one of Lauren's papers for community college.
Don't have to specify the community aspect.
Guys, I just spit out on my book.
The shit, what was that?
I love this book. I'm so sorry. That was so funny.
Oh, Naz just spit out her drink onto her favorite book, so.
Oh my God, you're doing Lauren's paper.
Okay, so I set my alarm to like take a nap.
Yeah,
like it was one in the morning and I was like, I have to set my alarm to do Lauren's paper.
Do you remember what the paper was about?
I have no idea. Okay. So then
I would have been so impressed
to edit the paper. But when Lauren asks you to edit a paper, it means
write the fucking paper.
So I, for some reason at 4 o'clock, the alarm went off. I was wide awake. And I get on my computer, I go, tip, tap, 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 tap. Lauren always makes fun of me for like the way that I type. And I don't know, it must have like 40 minutes because it wasn't good. And then the next morning, I didn't have class until like 6 p.m. So I had like all day. But I woke up and I was like, holy shit. And then I was barfing for like 8 straight hours.
Actually, that's, I think that's everyone's basic college
really?
Experience.
8 straight hours. And then the maintenance men came to my door and I had mascara all over my face. Like, because I was crying because I was like, you know, throwing up so much. So, you know, like when you're when you're wiping the tears away. So
it's like your body's crying when you're throwing up.
So I opened the door.
The tears are coming out the corner of your eye.
Yeah. I opened the door thinking like, I just probably look like I just woke up and I was like a sloppy mess. But then when I look in the mirror, like I looked like the Joker. I had black all over my face. And then I proceeded to go to class at 6 p.m., but I was so nauseous, and I don't even know what was going on with me. I couldn't keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. So you know when you're trying to keep your eyes open, your eyes are like, your eyeballs are like dancing in your head. Like they just can't stop spinning.
Yeah.
That's what I looked like.
But whenever I watch a movie past 10 p.m.
Basically. Yeah. All right. So that's my drunk story. My most drunk story.
I don't think there's any worse feeling than feeling nauseous. It is like genuinely one of the worst. And like, you know what is actually the worst feeling? When you're sitting in your bed and you have no shirt on because you're sweating.
You're always sweating.
Your boobs and your tummy's just hanging there.
And you don't care how fat you look at all. No. Please, God, let it go away.
You're so motherfucking helpless and you feel that urge that... that you have to throw up, but you know you don't want to, but you know you have to drag your ass
to
the toilet.
Do it. And then once you see the toilet, there's no stopping it.
You're right. And it catapults out.
Yeah.
And then you walk your ass over to the fucking toilet. You manage to make it and you put your elbows up and you go, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
It feels so much better.
Oh, but the cold floor makes it just come out even more.
No, the cold floor is a savior. It feels, what is it about the bathroom floor that makes you feel a good 25% better?
No, I sit on, well, I have the shower mat because I live in a box. And so literally I just feel like the mat. And I just think it is. And when you're single, it's you're just like, I'm going to die here.
I will die.
Like, no one will know that I'm
at least with like the drunk throwing up, you kind of know there's an end. But the sick throwing up,
that's scary.
You don't know.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah.
Drunk throwing up usually gets out in one or two times.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then it is. It's like twice.
Yeah.
You may like have to take a nap in between and then you do it one more time.
Yeah. Why does that happen? You're like, your body's like, all right, we're chill, Naz. We're chill. We can go to bed.
We're chill. You wake up. No, we're not.
You go to bed, you get in a solid hour, you're like, I'm healthy. Yeah. I am Lance Armstrong. And then
Lance Armstrong is probably not the best example.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that I threw up like in Becca Tilly's car a zillion times?
I think so.
No,
maybe.
No.
No. Well, I told you guys know, but the audience may not. So
wait, was this after a Jared encounter?
Yeah.
Oh, I know this story.
Did we talk about it on the podcast, though?
I don't know if we have on the podcast. You might as well
because
share
I've
it.
Because I've obviously told the story. Okay. So I've obviously told the story of when I threw up in Jared's car. So I'm not going to tell that story again. Yeah. But the other Jared-related throw-up was So between Bachelor in Paradise, it being wrapped, and then him going and flying to L.A. to tape Men Tell All was about 4 weeks. So after like 2 weeks of Paradise recovery, I was like, I'm going to go on like the most hardcore clean diet ever. So like all I ate was like raw vegetables. I didn't have a single drink. I didn't have like any sort of piece of fat. I didn't have any oil, no fried food, no white carbs. It was like very strict, but I was like, I'm going to look the most beautiful I've ever looked. I'm going to be glowing from the inside out, right? When I see Jared. So then, of course, that night, as soon as after Men Tell All wraps and we're at the after party and they're like, champagne, champagne. They're like passing you around drinks on a freaking
tray.
Yes, thank you. I'm like, yes, please. And then like I'm eating fat for the first time. It's like fried chicken. Yes, please. Slider. Yes. And I end up going at the Men Tell All after party. Literally an hour into the Men Tell All after party. It was at like the smallest little bar. The maximum occupancy of this room must have been 25 people. And then I go and I throw up in the bathroom, come back out, pretend like nothing happened, end up mingling for another 3 hours.
Yummy.
That's usually how it goes.
Had a whole bunch of people in my hotel room as like the after party. Then the next morning I woke up and I threw up. I had to have Becca stop on the side of the road twice on the 3.5 mile drive home.
Oh God.
And I threw up on the bathroom
floor.
What were
you wearing?
I was wearing that really sexy black dress. It was like a wrap dress. It was a really high slit. I had like my boobs showing triangle.
Where was the Men Tell All after party? Because I feel like that'll make me recall the memory.
Honestly,
was it next to Warwick at that place to the left?
I don't remember. No, because remember how JJ got into that like violent fight outside of it?
I can't remember where it was.
Of course it would ring a bell now, but I was so unfamiliar with LA. That was the first day that I had like officially moved there because I went to Jess's.
Well, I was so happy when you moved to LA.
Yeah, that was the first, like my first official day, like as an LA native, because I went from the hotel to the apartment I was going to be staying in.
Angelino. Damn. Well, that's the second worst feeling, being nauseous and then being in the car, like the car ride home. Oh, when people have to pull over for you to throw up.
I just stick my head out and let it flow in the wind.
So, yeah, that's another time. No. We were in New York, and Lauren was, how old are you? Yeah, because you're 18. We, like, went out with our cool friends. Lauren had eight Bud Lights.
I don't remember. No.
Come on, tell a story. It's actually,
for some reason, like, I thought beer was water, so I was like, another water.
Where's your microphone?
It's down here.
She had eight beers, okay? And then we got into a cab to go back to the hotel during Jonas Week. We were staying at the Trump Hotel in New York during Jonas Week because that's where they stayed.
Right.
And Lauren starts throwing up. She's trying. She keeps putting down the window in the cab.
Like, and she's sneakily.
She's trying to throw up outside the window. And the cab driver is like, no. If she has to throw up, you have to get out now. Okay, so then we get out of this cab. And then we get in a new cab. And Lauren does the same thing. And she starts hurling outside of this cab like the Joker.
Like, Lauren, I think Eddie, you were out of control.
I was.
She had her entire waist. We're talking hip bone and up, out the window, moving through New York City, and she's.
It wasn't a classy moment.
God,
guys.
I wish there was footage of that.
I know, and Lizzie's like pulling me there? In.
Lizzie always talks about this moment because then when we got to the Trump Hotel finally, and it's like a very classy establishment, and there are Bachelor fans, there are Jonas fans outside of it, and she goes, and Lauren can't. She says she can't make it up the stairs to the entrance. So
I was like, just
Lauren
leave
goes,
me.
Just leave me here. She wanted us to literally leave her on the stairs.
I thought that was a very plausible idea. Anyway,
that's a great, yeah, that's gonna go on my gravestone. Just leave me
just
here.
Leave me here.
That's what everyone's thinking when they're schwacy.
Sorry, I talk too much.
Ashley's just blah 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 blah.
I love
blah.
It. I love
Lauren,
it.
Lauren, talk more.
I wish I had more to say.
I really miss you guys. What'd you say?
I said I wish I had more to say.
You do. You have so much to say.
You have so much to say.
Oh God, guys, I don't know what to say. When I'm put on the spot, I don't know what to say.
Say something.
Ask me a question.
Come on, Lauren.
Fuck. What do I say? I feel really unattractive lately. That's all I have to say.
I do. I have a story for that.
Okay.
So you guys know how, like, this is so sad, but like, I never really did my own hair and makeup before quarantine. So I kind of had to learn how to do it, obviously, because I'm shooting my show from home now. Mm-hmm. And so the other day I had to shoot two different shows in one day. And so when I shoot the shows, I have to Slack. You guys know what Slack is, right?
No.
It's sort of this program where you can chat with like employees.
No.
So, but it's like a program where you, like, everyone from work is on and you can FaceTime, you know, it's just like another text, like, like a messaging program.
Okay. I thought Slack was like a term for something.
Like slacking off.
Yeah.
Ashley, are you listening?
Yes, I am listening.
She has her, I don't get it's up. Mm-hmm. That's what she's getting at.
So I do. So I've been, I like even did a makeup tutorial session with the woman that does my makeup at Blushington.
You're
like,
so wacky. You look the exact same when you do your makeup. It looks just as good.
Well, contrary to that belief, I have been like trying really hard to like do my hair and makeup like how it normally is when the world was up and running. And so when I had to shoot this second video, I had eaten in between. And so my lipstick was off and, you know, it was like later in the day, you know, you guys know you have to really touch up your makeup or that shit's like dragging under your eyes. Like it basically, hi Lois. Basically I had like almost no more makeup on and it had been like 3 hours. So I FaceTime with like all my producers or whatever. And they're like, Naz, you look great. What's going on? Like what? They were like, so, and
they
I was like,
you better without makeup.
I was like, wow, I have no makeup on. Fuck you guys. I've literally been spending hours trying to
see.
Like, why? No, that's not it. It's like, why has no one been telling me that I look like fucking Pennywise the clown?
Most sexual man on the earth.
Lauren's obsessed
Bill
with
Skarsgård. They're giving you a compliment.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly what I want to look like. Oh. Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise.
Oh, yes.
Lauren, stop.
You're out of control, but thanks for saying something.
Naz, you are the most naturally pretty person.
Yeah, they're probably and like, even, oh, you look so good natural. Like, even, you don't even need it.
No, yeah. Even Lizzie, who's like the most critical human being, is like, Naz is so naturally pretty. It makes me disgusted.
It is annoying. You really? Have any foundation on now?
No.
God. You can go to fucking hell.
I know. She's so annoying. Except for Lois might be the other most naturally beautiful person. Yeah, she's like, loves girl talk. She's a girl talk. Okay. So I had something else to say because I wrote this
second
down.
Second drink, guys. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, Ashley, what are you? I haven't seen you drink anything.
I've already had two complete drinks.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. We've gone through four bottles of the Prosecco.
I don't know. Your arms say otherwise.
Okay, so I was thinking, you guys, did you know that peanut butter and jelly is not a thing in countries other than the U.S.?
Where did we see this? Was this in the Facebook
group?
This
was in our Facebook group, and I was mind-boggled. Lauren doesn't like peanut butter and jelly, and that's weird.
How have people not always known that that was, like, a typical American snack? I've always known that.
I don't know, but also, how have other countries not caught on?
They don't like it.
Lauren, it's not gross. It's delectable.
It's honestly the greatest fucking snack ever.
Well, what other countries have things that we haven't caught on to eating bats?
That's what I was just
going to
say. That was just going to say. They have, like, tea time in the UK is like, why the fuck don't we have high tea?
I would love high tea.
That's just amazing. Fucking finger sandwiches.
Single sandwiches.
Like, why don't we have that shit regularly available when I walk outside? Like, we're missing out as
well. But do they pause for high tea, or is it something that they do often?
I don't know, but that
they don't
all
pause for high tea like prayer.
Should we pause
for peanut butter and jelly? Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly
Where
time.
Where is that?
I don't know. What is that from?
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly. What the fuck? Is that like Justin Timberlake? Is that?
No. Oh my God. You guys are so white.
I'm so sorry.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yeah. Okay. Justin Timberlake. I don't know. I think of Justin Timberlake doing the fucking like, welcome to Almaville, Peanut Butterville.
Bring it down to Almaville.
Wait, guys. Pause for peanut butter and jelly. I think it's like the thing I've laughed at the most.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Wow. Lois is such a girl right now. It makes me remind me of Lucille.
Have your dreams been crazy in quarantine?
Yeah, I've had some weird dreams.
Yeah, what? Maybe our next podcast, we should have that dream lady back on.
Because everyone's so dreaming crazy. I was smiling like fucking Pennywise the clown in my dream last night.
Jared spoke in his dreams for the first time the other day, and he said, okay, I'll cut my hair. That was the first time. Did I say that?
You said that to us on the last podcast.
Damn.
Whoops. Oh, wow. Running out of material.
Guys, we got drunk.
But I know, and I also talked to you guys last week about, like, I was like, do I tell Jared that I like his hair shorter? But then today, my mom goes, so Jared, what are you going to do with your hair? And he goes, I'm going to keep growing it. I really like it. And I go,
And then I came in, and I go, hey, just so you know, the salon's open on Monday here in Virginia. And he's like, I'm going to keep it growing. I was like, okay.
So what do you do? I'm looking at old pictures and being like, oh, I love
Ashley,
it.
This is
so
what you
clean.
Do. I have the plan. I just formulated it in my brain. Yeah, I should be in Star Trek. Basically, I think Jared is somewhat of a contrarian, and I only know this
somewhat
because,
100%.
I only know this because it takes one to know one, and I am the same exact way. So you say, Jared, your hair is fucking so good. Amazing.
Yeah.
You are Tom Cruise in space right
That's
now, man.
Foot. Yeah, 100%.
Look incredible. And then that motherfucker will go get a haircut.
Nah, like, you
totally
look
right.
So good with so much makeup on. You look so good with so much makeup on. Okay, so that's good. That's good to know.
I was also
why don't we do this social experiment? So next check in for a week. Tell Jared that you're obsessed and then see if he changes his behavior.
Okay, that's funny. Amazing. I'll do it. I'll totally do it.
Yeah.
Lauren, then you know.
I always tell him, I say I like it long because I like
long
hair.
You like it long?
Yeah, but not on
him. Or Jared?
Jared.
Oh, you do? Do you, what do you think?
I think him as a human looks better with short hair, but I enjoy long hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like long hair always.
I like long hair a lot.
Maybe I don't like my brother-in-law having nice long hair because I think it's kind of creepy.
Do you think he's hotter like that?
Actually attracted to Jared.
Ew,
maybe I'm just telling him.
Do you think he's hotter? Isn't it weird you guys are related?
Jared's hot.
I would never look at him and think, oh, he's hot. No.
I think we should go back to that episode where Lauren goes,
ew, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Lauren remember said about Jared in episode
I go,
one.
I like Jared.
She goes, I like Jared. And she's like, but I'll let you have him.
But guess what? I said that because look at the rest of the island, guys. Love you guys.
That was quite funny.
Lauren, I actually think that you would like Dan Cox now. I think you would think Dan Cox is hot.
I said, who was that?
That was before. She said that before Dan came. She goes, there's this guy that's sparkling smile.
A shimmering smile.
I remember when I saw, oh my God. Why is Pomegranate's real name?
Ashley S.
Okay, Ashley S. When Ashley S. and Dan Cox first got together in that season of Paradise, in my head, I was like, they are Cinderella and Prince Charming. I like remember telling like Alon
the modern version.
They're Cinderella.
Oh my God. Who did she go with after Dan?
No, that was like basically it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Dan got with Samantha.
Oh, that's right. Dan likes Samantha, but he wanted to pursue her, but it didn't really work out.
But Dan Ashley Cox ended up with the guy that she
Lauren
liked before.
And Lauren ended up with Joe Bailey in real life.
Yeah.
But Dan Cox was fuckers all together. Around.
I still feel like Joe Bailey could be your soulmate.
I didn't like him like sexually, if I want to be purely honest.
What did his
I
penis
love Joe
look
Bailey
like?
So much.
It was very nice. I thought he groomed too much, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was he like bare?
Bare.
Oh, but it was a nice penis?
Yeah. It was very nice.
Why don't you guys talk about the nicest penises you've ever seen?
Well, okay. I've never told you guys about museum dick.
This is exactly why I just brought up the best conversation
we've
ever had.
Can I have a little more? Do you have any more?
Have any more.
Oh. Oh, no. Let's finish that. This is all peach schnapps.
Oh my God. Come on, get on my level.
Liz is having girl time. Okay, continue, Lauren. Okay, Lizzie. Nas. I just called you. Okay, go ahead. Museum dick.
There was a guy in college who had the most perfect penis that every girl like in our sorority would like try and get with him just to see if like the girl was like lying.
Yeah.
So we would all try and like hook up with him. And yeah, we deemed him museum dick.
How many people saw it? Time.
It was like the proportion of girth to length was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like the proportion of the frank to the beans was perfect. The amount of hair was perfect.
Wow.
It was the most perfect penis I've ever seen.
So you didn't end up seeing it?
I ended up seeing it. I never got to play with it.
How did you wait? How did that come about? Was it a dick pic?
Yeah. No, I think we were like, show us your dick.
And he was already hard. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah. The best dick.
Because I remember there's one specific person that you always said that his penis was the nicest.
Yeah.
And I never ended up seeing it, but we both made out with him.
Mike, don't
use his last name.
Mike's was very nice. Constance, very nice.
But wait, why are they nice? Like, I need to know. Like, because I've only seen three.
Just what Naz said. The proportions, the amount of hair, the tip, the mushroom, everything.
When you hold it in your right hand and you look at it and you know you're about to do something that I personally don't like to do, but you're like,
I could okay. do it.
You're like, I can handle him.
Yeah.
I can handle him.
It's that's like a balloon.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're like giving Constant a compliment right now?
I am giving him, he is owed...
He's
what he deserves. Yeah.
So it was just that one, and then what's the other one?
Blaze?
Oh, wow. Okay. So shout out to all of them.
Shout out to museum dicks all around the country.
We love you, museums.
That's funny.
Wait, Ashley, what about you?
I've only seen three in my life. So, you know, it'd be unfair to talk about them.
Yeah. Well, if you ever want to give a gold, silver, and bronze medal out, please call me after this. I'd love to know.
You know what's funny is showers versus growers.
So fucking interesting. Wait,
isn't it interesting?
Showers versus growers.
What does that mean?
So basically, I can honestly say Hunter is so small when he is not hard.
Yeah.
But then he grows.
Yeah.
And it's shocking. Oh, but then some are just the same size basically when they're hard.
One of the peoples that I saw.
One of the people was
absolutely the same. And then the other persons that I saw, absolutely a grower.
Wow.
What a like bodily achievement, you know? Right? To be a shower. I will say John Hamm, I've never seen it up close and personal, but if you Google image John Hamm's ham, he's a shower, I think.
How weird would it be for us to grow, you know, to have something grow when we are aroused?
Apparently it does. It says that it grows like 5 inches long. And it normally is like
area?
Three. No. Oh. They say that your actual vaginal cavity like grows like from like 3 inches to like five.
Okay. Well, I guess to have them see it happen, be like, hey, baby, you ready? You know?
I know. Isn't that weird?
You know what I think is crazy? You know how we get like dilated when we're about to give birth or whatever and it like, opens up? Like, why can't sister help me out when I'm like having sex with like a big one? Like, dilate.
They want you to be tight for it.
Like, open up. Open up. That's I know great. You can do
That's
it.
Great. I'm sure it eventually opens up.
I know, but like not like on the same level as like having a baby.
Yeah, but that's what gets them going. You
okay,
know?
Wait, I have a question for you guys.
I hope mom is fucking asleep.
Your mom's
she's
on the other
right next door.
She's definitely right against the door right now.
She's gonna
know Audrey has her ear pinned up against the fucking door right
so
now.
So bad.
I want to know what was the time that you guys were the most. I don't know why I'm thinking this. In pain.
In pain?
Yeah, like you just were like, I'm not having it. This hurts.
Now
I think probably my first time. I that's such a basic. But honestly, for the first couple of times, it really hurt for me. I don't know if it was like my endometriosis or like other stuff going on down there, but it really wasn't like pleasurable for me the first couple of times. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest about that.
I still can't believe that I was on a tour bus when Lauren had her first time.
Well, I told you it was a first time that like wasn't super successful.
Well,
No,
that was two times. Time was because the other time wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, what was your most painful though?
It wasn't super painful. It was just like so fucking awkward. The most painful.
Wait, why was it awkward?
Not painfully awkward, like physically.
Lauren, I was in the front of the bus with like a Jesus Christ.
You were in front of,
With a what? Jesus cross?
With somebody Christ. That we once called a supreme being because he was that talented and that hot.
But this is different than Jesus from the cruise.
Jesus from the whole cruise is not the Holy Grail here, okay?
But his name is Jesus, so I'm just clarifying.
Correct. The most painful time was probably when accidentally put in my butt.
You can't name drop it.
No. A football player.
Oh, Lord, that was funny.
Accidentally put it in the wrong hole really hard.
Oh,
really fast. And I shrieked bloody murder. He was so great. He's so funny.
He checked in with me on Instagram a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's just a good check-in-inner.
But he accidentally
yeah, he does it all the time.
Oh, because I told him I was married and he didn't respond after
he's
that.
Not hitting on you.
I know. I didn't think so either. He was like, what's new? I was like, I got married. I do this. I do that. He never responded.
Sometimes he goes, hey, how are you? Miss you so much. Yeah. And I say, hey, miss you too, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's so nice.
But then he won't respond.
He's so nice.
Yeah. Anyway, he accidentally put it in my butt and it was very painful, farted real weird for a couple of weeks.
I can't tell you how funny from my perspective that Ashley goes, he's so nice. And you immediately go after so he accidentally put it in my butt.
I know.
Wait, Lauren, I got a question now.
Okay.
I'm not even drunk, but I'm asking you all these inebriated questions.
Are you tipsy, Ashley?
I'd have to go into the real world and not in this room to figure that out.
She has to sit on the toilet and look in the mirror.
Are you one?
I feel like I'm tipsy, yes.
Okay. So, Lauren, what was the time that have you ever tried to put it in the butt by not accident?
Why don't you just ask her if she's done anal?
No,
because that's the way
you
say
ever
it.
Why are you so Snow White?
No.
Okay,
I have not.
And Naz,
you know I have. You know that I did it before I lost my virginity. Remember?
I know, and but it was like a full thing. Like you did it.
Yeah, and then everyone in my sorority was like, "You're not a virgin," and I was like, "Yes, I am. Yes, I am."
Now, so did Naz, that hurt more than
you
anything?
Let him do that, and you just like opened up and relax.
I mean, relax is not the word I would use.
So, did you poop on him?
I didn't poop. I don't want to go into details of this part of my life.
Can I just ask one more question? Did he to do that, or did you suggest it?
Oh, I would never suggest at my young age. No,
no.
So you were like, I'm a virgin, and he's like, I can stick it in your butt instead.
Exactly. Wow. That's exactly what was how the conversation was. And I was like, okay, yeah, God will still love me.
Oh my God.
And I spread my butt cheeks.
Somebody,
I love that you admit to it.
Somebody who was a virgin, and I was a virgin, asked me, they were like, hey, I'm trying to set you up with one of my friends. Will you do it in the butt? And I was like,
I see that as a prerequisite.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, I was acquaintances with this person. I would never friends. Like we had hung out like once and she asked me that and I didn't respond obviously. And then she responded a couple of days later and was like, I was kidding.
No, she fucking she wasn't.
No, you fucking weren't.
No.
Wow.
Any final thoughts here on this very random, inappropriate fucking podcast?
I think, I don't know if it's because it's quarantine.
It's like rated X.
But this is like one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Me too.
It's very unfiltered. Often. Names have been thrown. Assholes have been plunged.
This is our definitely most R-X rated
podcast. People are definitely going to like this though.
If they listen to it. They listen to the very end. I mean...
Guys, please listen. Please keep us employed by buying our sponsors.
I know, right? I gotta put out like a little
memo. Our sponsors are awesome.
They really are. They really are. I'm not going to lie.
They're
about
good
that.
Sponsors.
They are. I use them all.
Me too.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, all right, thank you for listening to this. It's about midnight.
It's actually sad to be signing off. This is Sheldon.
Remember when I used to do that?
Yep.
You just used to say this is Sheldon?
Because it's an SNL skit.
SNL? No, I don't think so.
Signing off, this is Sheldon. Yeah, It was SNL skit.
SNL.
Yeah.
All right, we love you guys. Subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
But hey, review us on, I don't get it.
Twitter.
Review us on iTunes if you don't get it.
Everyone in Asia is doing that we don't know about yet.
What pants should I be wearing next year?
And tell me which suitor you like the most.
Yes, very, very important. I've been trying to get a last eighth one.
Just one more,
because they're fun to watch. And then we're going to do the final episode on the I Don't Get It podcast. Spread the word, watch all the sutras, and follow everyone on Instagram.
Watch all of the sutras.
Guys, we need to go. Everyone's annoyed.
Bye.
Bye.
I Don't Get It podcast.